Clean houses. It is the shame of country houses that they could not stand against the palmetto. At school, at church, in town, everyone pretended they kept house tight enough to keep the palmetto out, and that was a lie. Those night buzzards dove from cabinet ledge as my mother moved across linoleum. Always, my father was quick with the fly swatter used for these battles only. I never saw him strike a fly, for he could catch those cupped in the prayer of his hands. When no one was there to kill, I crushed them, greasy packets of light, and tried not to feel death's rupture through my shoe. With the bleached white insurance of three paper towels quarantined between their broken bodies and my killing fingers, I carried a funeral wad to the trash can and buried it against all hope of return. At night, the faintest feather on my face or whisper of flight in my bedroom was deep dread. I'd wake up shaking mad, too fast to hold on to. Those nights, I could have killed with a thought, and that is how I came to understand the urge to exterminate. As the daughter of a man, of a people driven from their homes by the children and grandchildren of people who were driven from their homes, I meet in my own heart the nightmare fear that drives us to clean house of the other creatures who were here first.